Welcome to Journal Club for December 1st, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Want to hear something terrifying? Too bad. Here it goes. Roughly 2% of the population, that is 1 in 50 of us, has an unruptured brain aneurysm in our heads right now. That's the bad news. The good news is, they are exceedingly unlikely to rupture. You have less than a 1 in 10,000 chance of having a brain aneurysm rupture in a given year. And there's more good news. If unruptured aneurysms are detected early, there are things that can be done, from lifestyle changes to medications to medical procedures. There is a way forward. You see, your doctor can use modern imaging technology like digital subtraction angiography, magnetic resonance angiography, or computerized tomography angiography to scan your head and create what's called a 3D point cloud of the exteriors of the blood vessels and arteries inside your skull. Remember, an aneurysm is like a bulging area on a vessel or an artery. So if you create a point cloud of the arteries, it becomes possible to see and identify bulges. The question these researchers are attempting to answer is, can a machine learning model be trained to be able to look at the 3D point cloud dataset and detect an aneurysm the way a medical professional could if they were looking at the 3D representation themselves? Based on my reading of the article, I don't think it's their intention that such a model would replace what a doctor would be doing. Just putting an extra set of, let's say, electronic eyes on the 3D data to minimize the chance that a bulging area on a vessel would ever be missed. Luckily, there is quite a lot of precedent when it comes to object detection within a 3D space, so this research is really more of a shootout than an experiment. They chose three different methodologies or technologies, trained a different model on each one, then benchmarked the models against each other to see what was most effective. This all started, of course, with a dataset. The dataset called INTRA, I-N-T-R capital A, consists of 103 intracranial vascular point clouds and 116 partial vascular point clouds, derived from reconstructed scans of 2D magnetic resonance angiography images. The data was annotated with the segmentation of aneurysms, which the researchers converted into 3D bounding boxes. These bounding boxes represented the spatial boundaries of aneurysms and served as the ground truth for training and evaluating the models. This dataset was prepared to be highly consistent, eliminating any misaligned scans to ensure accurate training. Before we go any further, I should probably explain what a vascular point cloud is. Imagine taking thousands of tiny, precise points and placing them in 3D space to outline the structure of blood vessels. Each point carries spatial coordinates, so that's X, Y, Z, that define its location, and sometimes additional attributes like the intensity of color to provide more information about the vessel's properties. When a patient goes in and gets a scan, it captures slices of the vascular structure. These slices are then digitally reconstructed into a cohesive 3D model. The point cloud is a mathematical abstraction of this model, simplifying the complex shapes into a set of discrete points while preserving the spatial relationships. Think of it like CAD or any 3D modeling software. The point cloud is a precise, data-rich format that bridges the physical anatomy of blood vessels with the computational tools needed to study and detect abnormalities. Anyway, with the vascular point cloud data in hand, it was time to choose and train their models. As I mentioned, they chose three. Something called Second, something called Part A2, and something called PVRCNN. Let's take a moment to learn a little bit about each one and what makes them different from each other. Second, SECOND, or Sparsely Embedded Convolutional Detection, operates by voxelizing the 3D point cloud data, essentially dividing the space into a grid of tiny cubes called voxels. Each voxel represents a small volume of space and contains the points within that area. A key innovation of Second is its use of sparse convolutions, which are designed to process only the non-empty voxels, skipping the empty ones. This is crucial because 3D point clouds are often sparse, with most of the space containing no data at all. Sparse convolutions reduce computational complexity and memory usage, making it feasible to process large datasets efficiently. Feature encoding within second involves extracting local properties of the point cloud, such as density or distribution of points within a voxel. These encoded features are then passed through a 3D convolutional neural network to identify patterns indicative of aneurysms. Finally, a region proposal network, RPN, is used to identify candidate regions, that's bounding boxes, that may contain aneurysms based on the learned patterns. Part A2, or part aware and part aggregation, builds on the voxelization strategy of second, but takes a more nuanced approach to feature extraction. It introduces semantic segmentation and intra-object part localization as intermediate tasks. The segmentation process classifies points within the voxels, determining whether they belong to an aneurysm or background structures. Intra-object part localization goes further by analyzing the relative positions of points within an object, helping the model understand the spatial relationships between different parts of the aneurysm. Part A2 uses these enhanced features to refine its bounding box proposals, aggregating local features into a coherent global representation. This dual-stage process allows Part A2 to capture finer details, making it particularly adept at detecting small or irregularly shaped aneurysms. However, this increased detail requires more computational power, as the model must process both local and global features simultaneously. Lastly, PVRCNN, or Point Voxel Region Convolutional Neural Network, represents a hybrid approach that combines the strengths of voxel-based and point-based methods. It begins with a voxelization step similar to second, using sparse convolutions to extract broad features efficiently. However, instead of relying solely on voxel-level data, PVRCNN incorporates pointnet-based feature learning to focus on key points within the point cloud. Pointnet uses a permutation invariant architecture, ensuring that the ordering of input points does not affect the results. PVRCNN then employs a point voxel feature abstraction layer to aggregate high-resolution features from both the voxel grid and individual points. These aggregated features are used to refine regional proposals, improving the model's precision in bounding box placement. The combination of voxel and point-level processing allows PVRCNN to achieve high accuracy without sacrificing computational efficiency, making it particularly well-suited for detecting complex structures like aneurysms in dense or even noisy data. To train these models, the researchers used a Linux server with 4 NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3090 GPUs. The data underwent pre-processing, including flipping, rotation, and scaling, to augment the dataset and reduce overfitting. Training involved 1,600 epochs with the Atom optimizer, ensuring the models reach convergence. Each model was actually trained on 155 total point clouds, with 10% of the dataset reserved for testing. So how do they do? PVRCNN achieved the highest accuracy across all evaluation metrics, followed by Part A2, with second trailing behind. To clarify for this audio version, remember that second is the name of one of the technologies. So it went PVRCNN, and then Part A2, and then the thing called second came in third. All right. PVRCNN's hybrid approach allowed it to excel in detecting aneurysms with greater precision and fewer false positives. Part A2 performed well, but struggled with complex cases where aneurysms were less distinct. Second, the thing called second, while efficient, often misclassified features and produced rough bounding boxes. PVRCNN emerged as a clear winner, showcasing the advantages of combining voxel and point-based methods. So what can we learn from this paper? Well, I think this research underscores the importance of hybrid approaches in general. As we've seen before, combining strengths from different paradigms can lead to breakthroughs that otherwise wouldn't have been possible. If you want to read more details about how exactly they train their models, or if you just want to look at some really cool 3D models of vascular structures, be sure to download this paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.